Millions of uninformed morons in the Western world have been rendered completely unable to decide who to support during the current Egyptian crisis. When asked his opinion, Todd Lehman, 22, an English major, said, "All right. Arabic Spring Part 2. Democracy Now." However, when we explained that the Muslim Brotherhood was the party elected by the democratic elections which the Arab Spring provoked, Lehman asked us not to print his reaction. We declined. Persia Hutchington, a 30-year-old primary school teacher, wrote on Facebook, "Gwan Egypt, throwing out religion from politics." However, when UNnews left a comment on her post suggesting that an ideal political world might be free of both religion and, for example, bloody military coups, she liked the comment and replied, "That's so true. It's all so fucked up over there." Chad Farmer, 42, our local pornography store owner, summed up the thoughts of many of the people we spoke to.
Initially I was like, cool, the Muslim Brotherhood's gone, but I think that was mostly because I associate the word brotherhood with the brotherhood of evil mutants. Now, I'm a bit confused. It's like democracy is only stable if your two options are pretty similar or something. I mean, here, if the Republicans get in the next election, people who vote a Democrat will be pissed, but they won't burn down the city and slaughter people in the street and stuff. But if you have half the country that wants, like, Sharia law, and the other half wants McDonald's and beach volleyball, how does that work? And, like, what is the army going to do next? And what are the 52% of the country who voted for the Brotherhood going to do now that their boy's in prison? And, I mean, are the other 48%, like, one group or not? Do you know?